That's why I call it elemental. You can't really reduce it further than that statement. You are absolutely part of existence. You can't extricate yourself from it.
It's kind of like I'm part of your dream just as much as you're part of my dream, in other words, and we really can't change it. We're all playing out our shit with each other the way I guess it's supposed to play out.
That's not elemental enough for me. That's
because that statement's really firing me up right now.
Sure. I say lots of things that fire me up.
Maybe it's that things happen and we are just each affected of them or by them in our own ways. Doesn't mean that each one of us is right or wrong. It is what it is. We take from it what we want, and we learn from it, and we move on from it. But that's our life, and then the other person might take something better or different. That's their life.
Yeah, that sounds too good to be true, though. Well, sounds like life is a goddamn hazing process, you know? And we don't, I mean, we kind of like somehow we're caught up in it, and you can't
get
out
of it. That's what I'm saying. You're not caught up in it. You are part and parcel of it. You are so much a part of it, inseparably so,
mm-hmm.
that it's already wrong understanding. It's already misunderstanding to say, I'm caught up in it. That's like...
I can't not be caught up in it, I understand.
Yes, that's already implying that there's any other possibility, or some other possibility.
Okay.
And there is no other possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the proof of it is what I just said. Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proof. Odd as it sounds, that's the proof. If you really ponder that, if you really let yourself feel it, it becomes quite simple and evident. Here you are. You can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you kill yourself right now,
mm-hmm.
it won't change.
Right.
You'll still be part of existence.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be you after death in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's you in a human life in existence. But it isn't, it's already the wrong direction to even say in a human life because it separates it.
Mm-hmm.
It's existence happening.
Would that be like seen as something like a space or some other dimension that pervades everywhere? So that is within us and within everything. It's not physical dimension, but something in a different dimension which we can perceive through our consciousness.
Yes, but to say dimension is already making it separate. So don't say dimension, just say one. There's only one thing going on. There aren't many things going on. There just appear to be, feel to be many things going on. It's our perception that many things are going on. Only one thing is going on. And the person that is sitting over there, and the person sitting there, and the person sitting here, are apparent aspects of that one thing. So you get a certain experience, but that doesn't add or detract from that one. That one is the totality of everything, all at once.
Even in the physical dimension that we know of, like the body?
Those are perceptions. Those are experiences. I'm saying all of that is contained in something more basic, and that basic is one, unitary, not separated into parts, and not greater than the sum of its parts. There is no sum of the parts. There are no parts. We just think in terms of parts, and we experience and perceive and sense in terms of parts. That's us. That doesn't mean parts are there. That just means our experience is partial. So